This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want to. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Lots still to come here tonight, as much as we can cram in, certainly, including an update from the Silk Road case, where there may be another corrupt federal agent that will be unveiled. We've got that story. Also, your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We had Charlie in Arizona. We're going to get back to Abel in a moment here, but we were talking about free speech. But Charlie in Arizona had brought up this Critical Infrastructure Protection Act, and he seemed to think that this was something that should be passed. He said that the Senate needs to pass it. Now, apparently, it's been passed by the House.
Yes.
And he wasn't really clear on exactly what it would do, but he believed that it had something to do with protecting the power grid from attack.
Well, the title is Critical Infrastructure Protection.
So it must do what it says.
It has to protect the critical infrastructure.
So you pulled up a summary, because really I was looking around to see if there was any kind of real news coverage about this thing, and actually the first article I was looking at turned out it was in South Africa, so apparently the United States isn't the only country with a so-called Critical Infrastructure Protection Act. It sounds like it may be actually boilerplate to some extent in different Western countries, which
could
be very suspicious, number one. And number two, another article I found over at a website called Counter Jihad Report is by James Woolsey, R. James Woolsey. He was director of the Central Intelligence Agency and is the chairman of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. This guy, this Woolsey guy, appears to believe in this Critical Infrastructure Protection Act, and that means that I'm probably not for it. If the guy who's in charge of the CIA is for this thing, it's probably a bad thing for freedom. Now, Daryl, you actually have a summary from the Congress or the congressional website about
yes.
this.
Yes, and I'm not going to read the entire thing,
sure.
But the first line of the summary is that it amends the Homeland Security Act to define EMP to mean an electromagnetic pulse caused by intentional means, including acts of terrorism, and it would also include a geomagnetic disturbance caused by solar storms or other natural occurring phenomena. And the legislation would direct the Department of Homeland Security to include in national planning frameworks the threat of EMP events and to conduct outreach to educate owners and operators of critical infrastructure, emergency planners, and emergency response providers of the threat of EMPs.
So, I mean, without having, you know, poured through however many thousands or hundreds of pages this thing is, it sounds like it's an outreach project, an informational thing. At the very least, that's what they're making it sound like
right.
It is. I mean, it's hard to oppose putting information out there, but I'm sure this will increase the size of government. It will likely, you know, create some.
Well, they've got to pay for it.
Right. They've got to have that, you know, some bureaucrats do this job. And it would seem to me that most electrical operators are probably aware, power companies are probably aware of the possibility of an EMP.
It's only 7 pages.
Oh, well, how about that? That's light reading for Congress.
Yes.
Anyway, you would think if you were running a power company that you might be aware of EMP as a possibility, as a possible threat to your business, because if something like that were to actually happen, then you'd be out of business.
Right.
And it would shut down electric, all kinds of things that are electrical. So, color me skeptical on this one. If the CIA boss man or former boss man of the CIA is in favor of it, if there's a similarly named bill in other Western democracies, that says to me that this is some sort of coordinated effort to increase the size and scope of government.
Right, and the
that's just speculation.
The conspiracy theorist within me would start to believe they only want to pass this so that they can start talking about EMPs so that they can then do a false flag
with an EMP
and blame the terrorist.
Well, it could be true. Let's go back to Abel. He called in about the question of, you know, should somebody be able to respond to words that are offensive
with violence. And, of course, you know, I say absolutely not. That is an immature, terrible thing to do, and human beings should not...
Right, and acting like a, you know, immature child and provoking someone with words is also immature and not something that civilized people should do.
I agree with you, but free speech protects that immaturity. It protects your ability to say offensive things in public places. You don't have the ability to say them in a private place. You don't get to scream curse words out during a movie theater showing or something.
Right.
Like
I'm just
that.
Saying, if we're going to talk about maturity, we need to talk about, you know, both parties being mature.
No, I agree. I agree with you. I'm not saying people should go around insulting other people, but the fact is, when you have freedom of speech, you have to understand that could happen. There could be somebody on the streets who says something you don't like, and it's not okay to just jack that person in the face because they said some words that you don't like. It's not okay. Abel, you with us?
And yeah, my point is, it's also, you know, equally not okay in my book to go around provoking somebody with words.
But that doesn't justify violence.
It's not okay.
I'm saying both people are in the wrong, and both people are acting immature.
I agree with you, but one doesn't rise to the level of violence, however.
Right, but when you keep, you know, putting the entire onus on the person responding, then you're alleviating any blame from the person that is trying to
I'm only blaming the respondent if they use violence. If they want to turn back around and use some more words, that's totally fine by me. I think that words are the appropriate response.
There is no blame. There's the problem right there, Dale. You're calling
it's
it
Daryl.
Blame.
Daryl.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying both people are acting immaturely.
That's correct.
And Ian's trying to say that it's only the person that responds.
I didn't say that.
But unless somebody, you know, physically assaults the other, then nothing bad has occurred.
So you're saying that if someone threatens to kill you and you think that it's a legitimate threat until they actually grab a weapon and the weapon touches you, then it's only words.
I would be putting myself at the ready, so that would not be a problem. But the fact is that, you know, generally people aren't running around saying, "I'm going to kill you." And doing it, you know, it's just, you know, I had somebody and we were just having this terrible argument, and it turned out to be Dane Eric Gross, who you may have heard of, but
never heard of him.
Well, he was the guy that stole my car, went to Maine. He's gone, by the way, and we're done with him. So I'm happy to say that, but, he was all over,
He was the guy who actually left messages on the activist messaging service called Pork 411 that were upwards of an hour long, where he would just ramble and ramble and ramble, and he'd call and leave messages.
Subscribe to the Pork 411.
He's a frustrated radio host that wanted to do Hour of the Time over Pork 411. But I was having an argument with him, and I just said, "Listen, I'm going to show a beer bottle up your butt if you don't give me some space." And I was never going to do that, but I did say that, okay?
If you started to approach him with a beer bottle, then he would have a reason, I think, to use violence to defend himself in that particular case.
I would understand that completely, but I didn't. I just sat there, and it was obvious. I mean, this guy, you know, knows me for a couple of years, and there's somebody else that knows him well, that knew him for even a lot longer than that, and knows me not to be a violent person, right?
Gotcha.
And so basically it was just bullcrap, although he did go to the police and attempt to get me charged with criminal threatening.
And that didn't work out?
Well, it didn't work out because the police here, I've been living in the same place since 1992 since here, but 91 in New Hampshire, and all in Merrimack. And the cops know me. They understand me. And I think they were giving me some space. They actually were the ones that told him that he should leave.
Very good, Abel. Thanks for your call tonight, man. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got plenty of time for you with your thoughts, whether it's freedom of speech or your freedom to do business, like on the Silk Road, the underground drug marketplace. The Silk Road is in the news again with an update from Ross Ulbricht's attorneys saying they found another corrupt agent. There's already two agents that have gone to prison in this. We'll talk about it coming up. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
So we've teamed up with the Libertarian Party to offer you a free membership in the Libertarian Party. Normally you're going to pay, I think, like $25 or $35 for a year.
25 a year.
Is 25 still? Okay, so $25 will normally get you a membership in the LP. But this Libertarian Party's been taken off this year. It's been boosted in its membership due to the success, relative success, of its presidential campaign this year, even though people like me and Daryl were pretty critical of their presidential candidates.
And there's also speculation that a lot of the people that, you know, jumped into the Libertarian Party this year might not ever renew their membership.
I guess we'll find out next year, because you do have to renew on a yearly basis. Right now, you can get your year membership for free by going to lp.org/FDL. So if you are wanting to influence the Libertarian Party in a particular direction, hopefully in the direction of more freedom, you can go to lp.org/FTL and get signed up right now, lp.org/FTL, and that FTL does need to be in lowercase. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. Coming up, we'll talk more about the Silk Road. Sarah is in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes, I just want to mention that, you know, can you hear me pretty well?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I am a nonviolent communist, and I have never owned a gun. I don't even know how to use it. I'm not going to bother with it. Because you know what? I just have been using my mouth to call on the radio station, and that's how I spread communism. And to me, it's more important to educate and explain communism to people rather than use violence.
Well, that's but you don't really do a particularly good job of it. And the reason I say that is because we've asked you questions before and you don't ever answer them. So when you say that you're trying to explain or educate people, generally that's like a two-way street. When you come to somebody and you say, "Hey, I think you should adopt this belief system." And then the person who is, you know, who you're talking to says, "Oh, really? Well, I have some questions about that." And they ask you a question about the belief system, and you don't answer it, and you just go right on talking about how great the belief system is, that's not really an effective way of communicating. So that's been my experience with you, Sarah. If you'd like, I can try asking you a question or two about communism. And if you can actually answer the questions, then maybe you'll have a chance of persuading someone.
Well, you know what? It does take a little bit of time to gather my thoughts together to ask a question. You know what I'm talking about?
But, answer the question.
Yeah, we're not suggesting that you ask us questions. Ian is saying the way talk radio works.
It's just the way a conversation with another human being works.
The way conversation, and particularly talk radio, works is one person says something to try to get more information from the other person. Sometimes that statement is in the form of a question, and the other person is then supposed to further the conversation by either answering the question or providing new information.
Daryl.
Not repeating the same thing that they said at the beginning of the conversation.
That's not how talk radio works. Talk radio, this show is different, right? So you've spent a lot of time on Free Talk Live. Maybe you've gotten spoiled. We actually have conversations on Free Talk Live, but in most talk radio, they just use callers. So the caller calls in, says a few words, then they hang up on the caller, and the host just goes on a ramble for a while. We actually have a conversation, or we'd like to have a conversation with you about this,
right,
Sarah. So you are here advocating communism. You are claiming, Sarah, that you are a peaceful communist, that you don't even know how to use a weapon. So what
I
want to...
I'm not going to bother. You know, I'm
okay,
a woman.
Because
I
you've got men who will do that for you, right?
I mean, the thing is, New Mexico, we have a high cases. I should learn how to use a gun and carry one as I'm a 5-foot woman. But the thing is, that's not my point is.
Now, the fact is, there's going to... Now, so here's... I've got some questions. So can you field a couple questions about communism?
Yes, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. So you say you don't want to use a gun. You're not trained to do that. But the fact is, in order to make a communist society, there will have to be men with guns who are willing to use them against people, correct?
Right. It comes to that, of course.
Yeah, okay, so it does come to that. Now, it'll come to that in certain circumstances. So let's say, for instance, I decide, and Daryl says, you know, you get elected, or somebody that you know who's a communist gets elected to President of the United States, and there's a bunch of communists that get elected in the House and the Senate, and it looks like the country is going to officially become a communist country. And Daryl and I say, you know what, we don't agree with communism, we agree with voluntarism, we agree with liberty, and we're not going to participate in this communist system. Now, when do the men with the guns show up?
Well, the thing about it is we do have a communist in as a presidency right now. President Obama is communist. But the Communist Party
actually disagrees with that.
But the Communist Party did endorse Obama, Barack Obama. You know, he was fascinated because of that, right? Communist Party, CPUSA, came out and endorsed Barack Obama when he was running. And so
no, they didn't.
He still is a communist, but he's...
Who did they endorse, Gerald? Their own candidate?
I don't think they had an official candidate, but they did not officially endorse Obama.
But you didn't answer
my question.
They may
have said he's better than Mitt Romney, but that's not an endorsement.
So, Sarah, you dodged my question, all right? So when I asked you when the men with the guns were going to come out to deal with Daryl and I, you answered that by saying, well, we already had a communist president. I'm asking you, what will there be? And I'll be more specific. Will there be a penalty for Daryl and I for not wanting to participate in the communist system?
Well, I really don't think so. I mean, it depends on you. If you really don't like it, you could be like all the Cuban exiles. They all left the island, right? They all ran out.
Love it or leave it.
So if you don't like the system, you can leave. But what if I want to stay right where I am? I like it here in Keene, New Hampshire, and I enjoy, you know, living here. It's a very beautiful place. There's wonderful people here. What if I just want to stay where I am and not be in your communist system? What happens to me?
Well, the thing is, if you are peaceful, you don't like it, but you don't get become violent and become a nuisance, I guess they don't have to come and kill you. But if you're trying to assassinate Fidel Castro, like...
No, I would be peaceful. I would totally be peaceful. Just going to keep to myself, just going to do my thing, deal with my friends, keep my money, not send any tax money into the communist system because I don't agree with it. So you're saying that if you were in charge, you would let Daryl and I opt out of the communist system?
Well, I guess so. I mean, if you're not...
What happens if half of the people opt out of the communist system?
But you know what? I do not really know because I don't think that it has been a real orchestrated situation except like the, for example, when the Russians had the revolution. The White Army, they were going to come and attack the communists that took over, you know, after they killed the...
Yeah, I don't advocate for violence. But the thing is, what you're likely going to see to be the case is that the people who seek the seats of power in a communist dictatorship or in a communist people's republic or whatever you want to call it are not going to be like you, Sarah. They are going to be willing to use violence. They are going to threaten to kill people, to arrest them, to imprison them, to send them to re-education camps, to possibly exterminate them if they don't go along with them, because that's what governments do. It doesn't matter whether they're communist, socialist, capitalist, or whatever. That's what governments do. Thanks, Sarah. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Daryl.
Entrepreneurship, progress, and innovation. You can achieve personal success while helping to create a prosperous society. As Ludwig von Mises said, economics deals with society's fundamental problems. It's the main and proper study of every citizen. Visit fee.org/FTL. And you'll get free online lessons perfect for the classroom or self-study. The course, Economics in One Day, is easy to understand, but will impart upon you an understanding of economics greater than school ever could. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been providing free resources to teachers and students. You can start today at no charge at fee.org/FTL. That's fee.org/FTL. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. And you can learn why entrepreneurship matters. Coming up, the latest on the Silk Road case with another corrupt agent. We'll tell you about that coming up here in moments. Jack is in Michigan, however. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey there.
You know, I called three nights in a row and got on three nights. This is great.
It is that easy, believe it or not. Even though we're a national show.
You know, I've called other shows and I never get in, so I don't know if that's good or bad for you guys, but
well, sometimes the other hosts don't ever want to talk to people who might oppose them on topics, and some of them are, you know, just they'll busy out phone lines or
I
whatever.
Guess, but you know, maybe I need to spread the word a little more so it's harder to get in, get you some more listeners.
Weeknights are super easy. It really doesn't have to do with how many listeners we have. We have a few dozen stations that are on board with us, but the average person will never call talk radio. So just the fact that you're willing to actually pick up the phone puts you in a very unique category. So thanks for joining us. Go ahead with your thoughts, Jack.
I'm enjoying it. We were talking about verbal assault maybe and when it is necessary to use physical violence. I'm on a website here, and I think it's called legaldictionary.com. I'm not a legal expert by any means, but it's assault. I'm reading now, an intentional act by one person that creates an apprehension in another of an imminent harm or offensive contact. Not to be confused with battery. Now, battery would be, you know, contact. One of the elements, it says, is generally the essential elements of assault consist of an act intended to cause an apprehension of a harmful or offensive contact that causes apprehension of such contact in the victim. It goes on, and I'll be brief here, but the act required for an assault must be overt. Although words alone are insufficient, they may create an assault when coupled with some action that indicates the ability to carry out the threat. That goes on to give scenarios, but if you...
Like going for a gun, for instance, would be an indicator that...
Yeah, if you gentlemen say, you know, Jack is a nerd, that may be a lie, but it may not be. But that's not an assault.
Correct.
If you were to say Jack is a nerd, therefore we're going to punch him in the face, still not an assault. Because you can't punch me. I'm on the other end of a radio or a phone, as it were. There's no imminent threat. If the two of you are circling around me in this room and you've got your fist raised and say Jack's a nerd, so we're going to punch him in the face.
Or if we say anybody that sees Jack should punch him in the face,
exactly.
Then
because
you know,
he's such a nerd, right? So
the
so
claim is, you know, we're not actually telling people, or we're not controlling people. We're just saying we think it should happen.
Right.
I still say that that's an irresponsible thing to do and should not be said.
But my legal defense, if I were to say, well, those guys said they were going to punch me in the face, so I'm going to get them first. If I were to use violence, that's unacceptable and illegal. If you are surrounding me and you have your hands raised, your fist raised, then it is within my rights to be proactive, okay? Because that is a show of imminent harm. My advice to, I believe his name is James, and I don't know the backstory of the animosity there, the banter, but, you know, we have to talk about credibility here. You know, if you guys are so, quote-unquote, smearing him on the radio, whatever the case is. I don't know if that's true or not. You know, if I was James, if I were to react in the way he is reacting, I lose all credibility of my case. Now, if I were to say jail.com is wrong, I would provide, okay, here is the actual record. Because him, let's think about credibility. When he threatens violence, to anybody with a brain, he loses credibility when he says you're a liar. If you are, in fact, lying about him, then my advice to him would be provide the evidence to say that you are lying. Thus, if I were to curl up in a ball and cry if you were to spread a lie about me, again, I'm not credible. Who's going to take me seriously? But if I do say, gentlemen, you are mistaken. Here are the facts. Here's why you are wrong. We'll go forward from there. I have established credibility in my case, and we can.
Yeah, if I were him,
would you agree?
I totally agree with you. If I were James, and you know, I were sane, I was presented with someone telling me, oh, well, Mr. Wittekind, it appears that you have three DUI arrests. Let's say it's a potential employer or something like that. Maybe a potential taxi job or something. You know, oh, you've got three DUI arrests. I'm sorry. We can't hire you. The response to that would not be, I'm going to hurt you. No, it would be, oh, my goodness. Jail.com has these. These are not true. These booking reports that they have here are completely fabricated. Thank you for letting me know that Jail.com has these three DUI arrests showing when they're not actually true. Only one of the three is true. I will contact Jail.com immediately and see what I can do about getting that removed.
Up.
Right.
Now, if a potential employer brings those up, he'll say, that damned Ian Bernard must have contacted you.
And it still comes back to responsibility. You see, if there are lies about me, is it the responsibility of those looking into the lies or maybe to verify? I would say maybe so. But it's also, if it affects me, if I choose to let it affect me, then it is my responsibility to correct the situation.
Yeah.
It is, and when we talked about a brain... the instincts, I believe the brain lighting up in these areas of the fight or flight thing when we're attacked verbally. We guess those might be our instincts, but we are still responsible for our action. So what, A, my action could be to ignore it, or my action could be to address the situation. When we address the situation, we are still responsible for taking appropriate action. Does that make sense? I mean, that's,
yep. I'd say you're spot on, Jack. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, thank you. Thank you for your time very much.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Going back to something that Sarah said. Where
Tommy
she,
Sarah.
She claimed that the Communist Party USA endorsed Barack Obama. I'm actually on their website right now from a post they made in March of 2008. While we do not endorse any particular candidates, we do endorse and join in the anti-Bush, anti-right-wing sentiments that are driving so many people. In July of 2008, quote, Barack Obama is not a left candidate. The fact has seemingly surprised a number of progressive people who are bemoaning Obama's shift to the center. Right-wingers are happy to join them, suggesting Obama is a flip-flopper. It's sad that some who seek progressive change are missing the forest for the trees.
So he's not progressive enough for them, is what you're saying.
Right.
So Sarah was wrong.
They're definitely, you know, anti-Republican,
right.
But that does not make them pro-Democrat.
Yeah. So Sarah was wrong again.
Yes.
She's been wrong so many times.
She's not the only one, because, right. You know, there have been a lot of, you know,
a lot of conservatives
sort of
will say
right-leaning websites that they'll say, oh, the Communist Party's endorsed Hillary. The Communist Party endorsed Barack because they said, you know, the Republican Party candidate is absolutely horrible.
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Andy Greenberg over at Wired Magazine, he's been reporting on the Silk Road case for a number of years now. Originally did some very detailed reports from the Silk Road trial that happened in early 2015. It was one of the resources we used, relied on heavily here, although some of our friends were actually at the trial. We're talking about Ross Ulbricht, the man who is sitting in a prison cell right now for the rest of his life, double life sentence plus 40 years, for the dastardly crime of programming a website where people could buy and sell things. Most of the things happen to be illegal drugs. But should somebody really face prison for programming a website? I mean, it's insane. There's an appeal in the case, and there's a development. We'll tell you about that coming up here involving another corrupt federal agent. Surprise! It's Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and join us on the air. We are on the radio waves. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio. You can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. And check out Daryl's website, libertylobby.xyz. You're going to be hitting the state house sooner rather than later.
Yep.
With the new state reps to be sworn in very soon.
The next Wednesday.
The next session will start likely in January, I would imagine.
Starts in January. The what are called legislative service requests are being filed right now.
This is where they will file their proposed bills for
correct.
Next year.
So... the LSR is sort of what happens before something becomes a bill. So they go to the Legislative Service Office and say, I want to file something, and I've actually got the list in front of me, relative to delegates to national party conventions. And then the Legislative Services Office, they might say, well, do you know what you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
And they, yeah, well, I want this, this, and this to happen. And then somebody in the Legislative Services Office goes in and works up the language. And then the,
so
state,
the state rep doesn't even write the language?
Not necessarily.
Interesting.
So then the state rep will go back and look at it. Yep, that's good.
But they could if they want it.
They could.
Okay.
They could also take something that I have written or
right.
that you have written.
I've never done that.
I don't
but
think
you
you've
have.
Ever written anything.
You actually have. Don't give me any credit for that. But
I'm just saying, you know, like, yeah. In theory, anybody could write up, you know, a proposed piece of legislation.
And you have done that. You have found state representatives to propose very pro-liberty legislation. You'll be backing legislation that is pro-liberty. You'll be opposing legislation that is anti-liberty.
Yes.
And you'll be doing all of this at with the assistance of some of our listeners who have backed you as some of your founders committee and others who are backing you on a monthly basis over at libertylobby.xyz. If you are excited about the level of liberty activism and success that we've had here in New Hampshire so far with this libertarian migration that has been happening here over a decade, then Daryl's going to help take that to the next level inside the political system.
Yes, and right now I'm at about 61% of the monthly goal.
So if you want to give Daryl a nice little Christmas gift, then yes. This would be the way to do it. Sign up for what, $5-$10 a month or something like that?
Yeah,
that'd be helpful.
I've got people contributing everywhere from $5 to $50 a month.
What's the average, would you say?
The average, I think, is about 12.
About 12. All right, not bad. So, yeah, if you get $10 a month, you can throw out Daryl's efforts. He'll appreciate it. It helps him pay for the gasoline, basically.
Yeah.
And, maybe buy himself lunch.
Yeah. There's three main things that I'm seeking to cover here. Fuel, food, and...
Lost wages,
yeah. Because if I'm not making phone calls for Free Talk Live, I'm not getting paid for doing affiliate relations.
Yep, that's right. So, like, last week, you didn't get paid for half the week because Thanksgiving
got
in the way. Nobody's in the radio station, so we can't call them. So, libertylobby.xyz, you can donate via PayPal, monthly subscription, Bitcoin as well.
Also several other cryptocurrencies through the Shapeshift.
Speaking of Bitcoin, we'll get into the story here from Wired.com's Andy Greenberg. For 2.5 years, the black market bazaar known as the Silk Road tempted thousands of drug dealers and customers with promises of anonymous commerce, as well as at least two corrupt law enforcement agents who tried to profit from the dark web-based business they were meant to be investigating.
At least two.
Correct.
That, you know, the way
they're
it's written,
prison.
It sort of, you know, gets glossed over, at least two. So,
well, this article is going to be about the third one.
There could be more, and there's definitely at least a third.
Well, when it comes to access to easy money in the form of hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of Bitcoin, the whatever scruples those agents may have had have gone out the window.
They had scruples?
I suspect they didn't, but...
Wasn't that a game?
It was at some point. Now the defense team of the site's creator says it's found signs of a third rogue cop tied to the Silk Road's drug money, and this one, they say, remains at large. In a press conference today, lawyers representing Silk Road's convicted founder Ross Ulbricht announced they've dug up private chat logs from the site's user forum that shed light on a mysterious figure known as Albert Pacino, Al Pacino, or Not Wonderful. In chats with the Dread Pirate Roberts, the pseudonym Ulbricht used on the site, Albert Pacino offered information about law enforcement investigation into Silk Road in exchange for weekly payments.
All right, let me just stop right here very briefly.
Sure.
It's not known for certain that Ross Ulbricht was the only Dread Pirate Roberts or that he was the Dread Pirate Roberts the entire time the site was operated.
It's correct. It's, not only is it not known for certain, but the statement from the defense team was that he was not the Dread Pirate Roberts the entire time.
Correct. And there was... Wasn't there an interview that Wired did with a Dread Pirate Roberts who said that he was not...
The second. He said he was the second
one. He said he was not the creator.
Yep, that happened like a year before the takedown of the site.
Yeah, so some, I would say, sloppy journalism here to construe that just because the person had a chat with Dread Pirate Roberts, that they were then necessarily having a chat with Ross Ulbricht.
This is true. I guess you can extrapolate that from what he said here. He did say that was the pseudonym Ulbricht used on the site, which is a true statement, but that does suggest that no one else was using the pseudonym.
Right.
And there's likely someone else who was the Dread Pirate Roberts at some point. Who that person was, we don't know.
Well, there was one of the people that one of the prosecutor witnesses that testified under oath that they thought that Dread Pirate Roberts was Mark Karpeles,
who was the founder of the very first and most popular Bitcoin exchange,
Mt. Gox. And then I think it was 2 days after that testimony, the judge then said, "Jury, forget everything that Jared Duryegayan said a couple days ago."
Yeah, that's right. The whole case was, you know, from top to bottom a scam.
Right, because there were things that the prosecution alleged through various FBI affidavits to where the person that wrote the affidavit never testified. So basically the mythical unicorn that flew through the air and was ridden by a magical leprechaun showed them where the server was. And that makes about as much sense as what the guy that wrote that affidavit actually said. because what the guy claimed does not fit in line with the way computers work.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it did, it would then be illegal per U.S. law, and there's no exemption for law enforcement to wind up violating that section of statute to wind up finding where computer servers are.
Now, longtime listeners of the show may remember a discussion we had, I don't know, a year ago or something, about a character named Plural of Mongoose. Now, this was Ross Ulbricht's mentor, basically. And I forget what this other there was another username he had that he was more well-known by.
Vanity Jones.
Thank you.
Variety Jones.
Thank you for that. This story doesn't mention him, but Variety Jones, the mentor for Ross Ulbricht, who ultimately was captured this year, I think, by federal agencies. He was on the run.
Didn't he attempt to turn himself in?
He did try to turn himself in because he was being threatened by someone in federal law enforcement. That person wanted access to a certain Bitcoin wallet, encrypted wallet. He wanted a password to that wallet, and he had threatened to abduct Ross Ulbricht's mother. And his sister.
And
kill them.
Yeah.
Or torture them in order to get a smuggled cell phone into Ross Ulbricht so he could watch his mother and sister being tortured so he could hand over the password. Anyway, this mysterious federal agent had contacted Plural of Mongoose /Variety Jones and attempted to get the same information out of him and threatened him in multiple ways. It was a long, detailed article that that person had written and posted online about it. So we've known this for a while, which makes me think that this Al Pacino may be the same guy. I mean, there might have been five more corrupt federal agents. We don't know. But at least there is one, and there's good possibility it's the same one. So, according to the defense team, in these chats with the Dread Pirate Roberts, this Albert Pacino character offered information about law enforcement's investigation into the Silk Road in exchange for weekly payments from Dread Pirate Roberts. According to the defense team, those chats didn't appear in earlier versions of the forum log shared by the prosecution and defense, suggesting that someone in law enforcement tampered with the evidence to cover up the existence of those conversations. The defense team discovered the chats in a newly unearthed copy of the user forums that were backed up to an obscure subdirectory on the website's server. Very interesting. Somebody tried to cover up their tracks, and they didn't eliminate all of them. The revelation follows the convictions last year of two Silk Road investigators, a Secret Service agent and DEA agent, who used pseudonyms to steal bitcoins from the site, attempted to also extort money from Ulbricht, and sold him law enforcement information. As Ulbricht's...
And they're the ones that basically provoked the Dread Pirate Roberts into agreeing to a murder for hire that the defense, or rather the prosecution, used as justification for the two life sentences.
That's
plus
true.
40 years.
There's more to the story. We'll share it with you on the way. Coming up in hour number three. We got time
and
if you want to join us.
He was never convicted on that murder for hire.
That's right. 855, nor even charged for it. Correct. 855, 450, free. It's Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.